This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all the curious souls out there, welcome back to another spectacular episode of London Ask and Answered. I'm your ever enthusiastic host, Sasha, here to satisfy your insatiable thirst for knowledge about this beautiful city. Today we are diving headfirst into the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea. Hold on to your hats, folks, because we are about to unravel the secrets of this posh paradise. Think of it as a crash course in sophistication with a side of humor. I've combed the streets, tasted the delights, and rubbed shoulders with the high society of this dazzling borough. And guess what? I've lived to tell the tale. So brace yourselves for an episode filled with adventure and a few cucumber sandwiches along the way. In this episode, we'll uncover all the hidden gems and cool stuff you can do in Kensington. From strolling through the royal parks to sipping tea in quaint cafes, I'll guide you through a wonderland of leisure and luxury. But that's not all, my dear listeners. We are not just talking about the sights, we're diving deep into the world of gastronomy. We'll uncover the finest spots to satiate your hunger. Prepare for a feast fit for a king or queen, or at least a jester like me. Now, let's not forget the heart and soul of my show, your questions. I've handpicked 4 lucky listeners' inquiries about London. I'll answer them with the utmost charm, wit, and the occasional bad pun. Trust me, you won't want to miss it. So, grab your crumpets, buckle up, and get ready for an episode that have you laughing, learning, and longing for London adventure. Without further ado, let's jump right into the marvelous world of Kensington and Chelsea. Welcome to London Ask and Answered, where the questions are quirky, the answers are informative, and the host is just a tad bit eccentric. Let's get this royal adventure started. Located to the west of the heart of London, the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea is a tapestry of old-world charm, modern luxury, and cultural richness. Established in 1965, the borough is renowned for its opulent residences, high-end boutiques, and prestigious cultural institutions. Home to a population of approximately 160,000, Kensington and Chelsea encapsulates the upper echelon of London's social, cultural, and architectural diversity. Let's explore the notable attributes and highlights of this celebrated London district. The Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea was established by merging the Metropolitan Borough of Kensington and the Metropolitan Borough of Chelsea. However, its history dates back much further. The Romans occupied the area over 2 millennia ago, leaving behind fascinating historical relics. And during the Middle Ages, the borough evolved around various manors and churches. It was in the 19th century, during the Victorian era, that Kensington and Chelsea truly began to take shape as the affluent residential area we see today. Many of the grand residences constructed during this period remain contributing to the district's architectural appeal. Kensington and Chelsea's architectural landscape is a harmonious blend of the old and new. The borough is home to some of the city's most iconic buildings and streets. The Royal Albert Hall, an arts venue dedicated by Queen Victoria in 1871, hosts everything from classical concerts to popular music gigs. It's an architectural marvel with an elliptical structure and a magnificent auditorium designed with a grand mosaic frieze. Kensington Palace, with its elegant gardens, is another standout. Once the residence of Queen Victoria, is now the London home of several members of the British royal family. Also noteworthy are the Victorian era mansion block and Georgian townhouses in areas such as South Kensington and Knightsbridge. The borough is a cultural powerhouse with a wide range of museums and galleries. The Victoria and Albert Museum, V&A, named after Queen Victoria and Prince Albert, is the world's leading museum of art and design. Its collection spans 5,000 years of human creativity, showcasing everything from fashion and photography to ceramics and jewelry. The Natural History Museum, with its awe-inspiring displays, educates visitors on the planet's biodiversity and geological history. Additionally, Kensington and Chelsea have a reputation for stylish retail therapy. The borough hosts the globally famous Harrods and Harvey Nichols, making Knightsbridge a paradise for luxury shopping. King's Road, once the epicenter of the swinging 60s, is now lined with high-end boutiques, homeware stores, and trendy eateries. Kensington and Chelsea feature some of London's most cherished green spaces. The expansive Kensington Gardens, original part of Hyde Park, is a tranquil retreat from the bustling city streets. They house the Serpentine Gallery, a contemporary art gallery, and the Princess Diana Memorial Playground. Chelsea's embankment offers picturesque views of the Thames, while Holland Park, the borough's largest park, is home to beautiful Kyoto Garden, a Japanese garden donated by the Chamber of Commerce of Kyoto in 1991. The borough is a vibrant mix of communities. Its residential areas vary from the grand mansions of Kensington to the artistic enclaves of Chelsea. Notable residents, both past and present, range from authors and artists to politicians and celebrities, adding to the borough's glamour and allure. As one of London's wealthiest districts, Kensington's Chelsea lifestyle is synonymous with luxury and refinement. The dining scene offers a global culinary journey, with Michelin-starred restaurants sitting alongside quaint bistros and traditional English pubs. The borough also hosts a calendar of prestigious events, such as the RHS Chelsea Flower Show and the Notting Hill Carnival, a testament to its cultural diversity. The Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea is a microcosm of what makes London unique, a blend of history, luxury, cultural richness, and natural beauty. It's a borough that effortlessly maintains its historic charm while embracing the new, making it one of London's most desirable places to live, work, and visit. Whether it's the draw of the renowned museums, the allure of the high-end shopping, or the appeal of serene parks, Kensington and Chelsea offer something for everyone. Let's get ready to explore Kensington and Chelsea. Let's start with an euphoria-generating journey at London's immersive exhibition Dopamine Land. The colorful, zesty, multisensory marvel that is Dopamine Land, with its audacious and luminous exhibits, has announced it will continue to spread joy in the heart of London until the 27th of August. So, folks, buckle up for an extended trip through the tunnels of ecstasy. Dopamine Land, the brainchild of experimental design, serves as London's beloved beacon of joy, an immersive playground that's been the pulse of the city's good cheer since the early summer of 2022. This haven of happiness will continue to emit those jubilant vibes that you have glimpsed on your social media feeds. Blending traditional art forms and breakthrough technology within its maze of captivating interactive chambers. So what can you anticipate in this radiant realm of Dopamine Land? This journey into jubilation unfolds on the scenic Old Brompton Road in South Kensington, a stone's throw away from the iconic Natural History Museum. Prepare to be mesmerized by kaleidoscopic installations, dramatic visual effects, and bewitching moving projections that come together to craft a planet of glee at Dopamine Land. The labyrinthian layout of unique and charming chambers includes but is not limited to a pillow fight arena, an entrancing digital forest, and a popcorn-filled wonderland. Just a teaser of the whimsical world that awaits. The experience is a true homage to the innocence of youth, inviting you to untether from reality and immerse yourself in the effervescence of childhood imagination. I've had a sneak peek myself, and I was absolutely over the moon. As you traverse this joyous journey, you will encounter design photo hotspots, your opportunity to encapsulate the magic of this multisensory museum in a snapshot. Some might say this is the gift that keeps on giving, as the reminiscence of the joyous moments will bring a radiant smile to your face long after you have exited the venue. Although Dopamine Land opened its doors only last year, it's been a runaway hit with thrill seekers, and tickets to this euphoria-fueled event are selling like hotcakes. So secure yours soon. Just remember, I won't be held accountable for any long faces due to any unfortunate bouts of FOMO or fear of missing out. Dopamine Land is for the entire family to enjoy. So go out and check it out. But let us dive a little bit deeper into the Royal Borough of Kensington, Chelsea. Fasten your monocles, dust off your top hats, and get ready to delve into the spectacular wonder that Kensington keeps on giving. A waltz through this regal neck of the woods could fill a calendar faster than a rabbit in a lettuce patch. But when Father Time is breathing down your neck, you might have to settle for just a smattering of the fantastic sights this area offers. My three frontrunners besides Dopamine Land: the regal Kensington Palace, the quirkily captivating Churchill Arms, and the mind-boggling treasury that is the V&A Museum. Of course, I've got a boatload of other suggestions for you that would inspire even the most travel-weary soul. So hold on to your hats, dear listener, and prepare to embark on a hilariously memorable journey. Oh, Buckingham Palace, the mother of all homes, the queen of the castles, the... well, you get the picture. But if you have a hankering to accidentally bump into a sprightly royal or two, you might want to redirect your royal GPS to Kensington Palace. This architectural masterpiece houses the more youthful and possibly hipper members of the House of Windsor, gifted by the Queen herself, because what's a family without a few dozen royal castles to spare? The showrunners, the Princess and Princess of Wales, or as the world likes to call them, Will and Kate. They share a snug little 20-room hideaway, just enough space for their bustling family of adorable tykes. They are not the only occupants, though. Princess Eugene, her husband, and a gaggle of Queen Elizabeth's cousins also call this place home. Let's just say Thanksgiving at Kensington is an event of epic proportions. There's no denying it. Granny certainly knows how to gift. This majestic estate, first snatched up in the 1600s, has seen centuries of makeovers. The result is a palatial wonder, part of which is open to mere mortals like us. While you won't be rifling through Kate's haute couture, you can feast your eyes on a myriad of fashion exhibits. Plus, there's a stunning garden that will make you feel like you've just stepped into an episode of The Crown. Next up, the wonderfully eccentric Churchill arms. The British may seem as stiff as a starched collar to some, but boy, do they have peculiarities. Their quirkiness tends to pop up like a jack-in-the-box, catching them unawares, like in the delightfully offbeat pop, the Churchill arms. You might not know the name, but chances are you have scrolled past its whimsical facade on Instagram. It's basically a standard floral explosion and a definite feast for the eyes. The facade of the Churchill Arms looks like a green thumb utopia after a successful garden center spree. The interior, however, outdoes the exterior in weirdness, boasting an extensive, I'm talking floor-to-ceiling people, collection of Winston Churchill memorabilia. The reason for this? Well, it's named after Churchill himself, thanks to his grandparents who were frequent customers. Stop by for a pint of traditional ale or some surprisingly delightful Thai food, because who doesn't think of pad thai when surrounded by Churchill artifacts, right? In the grand lineup of London icons, the double-decker buses, the scarlet phone booths, the stern-faced palace guards and silly hats, Harrods occupies a coveted spot. Since its opening in 1824, it has expanded to become the mammoth shopping haven it is today and one of Kensington's biggest crowd pullers. Each year, hundreds of thousands of shoppers willingly part with their hard-earned pounds in this cathedral of consumerism. But even if your pockets aren't deep enough to afford anything more than a commodore's chocolate bar, the experience itself is worth the visit. The spectacle of Harrods, from lavish dinner sets to the freshest high fashion, is sure to tantalize your senses. But fear not, ye of modest means. Harrods also offers budget-friendly keepsakes like teddy bears and postcards, which still let you brag about your Harrods visit without pawning off your grandmother's pearl necklace. Our next must-see site must seem like an odd one, but hear me out. Kensington picturesque mews, a haven of tranquility amidst the buzz of the city life. They might not seem like much at first glance, but don't be fooled. The charming little corners are brimming with history and character. These quaint lanes were once humble horse stables situated off the main roads. But as the city grew, the charming mews transformed into a hankered living spaces, preserving their charm while adding a dash of urban sophistication. Two of the prettiest in town are the Elveston and Holland Park mews. It's like stepping into a Jane Austen novel. Utterly delightful. Just a small reminder though. The picturesque lanes are actual homes, not movie sets. So while you're out exploring, remember to keep your Instagramming instincts in check. Snap a few shots, sure, but let's refrain from draping ourselves over someone's front door for that perfect shot. After all, nobody wants to come home to a selfie-taking stranger on their doorstep. If you thought Kensington was all about royal residencies and eccentric pubs, think again. The borough's crowning glory, the Royal Albert Hall, is a cultural extravaganza that would make Mozart himself want to do a happy jig. Reflecting Kensington's rich tradition of embracing the arts, the hall stands as a testament to the borough's enduring love for all things cultured and refined. Back in the 1860s, the hall was originally named the Rather Bland Central Hall of Arts and Science. Then, in a dramatic turn of events worthy of a Shakespearean drama, Queen Victoria christened the concert hall after her late husband, a lover of the arts and science, adding a touch of romance to the story. It's positioned directly across from the Albert Memorial in Kensington Gardens, only amplifies the sweet sentiment. A ticket to any event at the iconic Royal Albert Hall is aching to a passer to the artsy side of Kensington. With a calendar chock full of high-end events and concerts, even those with a mild interest in arts and culture would be hard-pressed not to be swept up in the spectacle. It's also the perfect excuse to don your finest reds and bask in the awe-inspiring beauty of the hall's interior. Perhaps the most quintessentially British event hosted at the Hall is the Proms, a summer-long classical music festival that's so British. It's practical a cup of tea accompanied by scones and clotted cream. If you're looking for an experience that screams high society British, look no further than the Proms. The magic of Kensington doesn't stop at its cultural pursuits. The borough is also home to some of London's most stunning royal gardens, with Kensington Gardens holding a special place in our hearts. Spanning over 265 acres, these whimsical gardens are brimming with hidden treasures waiting to be discovered. From the serene Albert Memorial to the charmingly quirky Pet Cemetery, there's a world of wonder to explore within Kensington Gardens. No wonder, then, that this magical haven served as a muse for Jane Barry, the creator of Peter Pan. You find a delightful tribute to the beloved character in the form of a statue frolicking near the Long Water. The statue is a part of London's fascinating Talking Statues Trail, a unique tour that reveals the intriguing stories behind the city statues. Swipe your smartphone over the accompanying plaque and get ready for a fun surprise. If you've been keeping count, you might have noticed a recurring name in our Kensington Odyssey. Albert, the beloved husband of Queen Victoria. Many of Kensington's crown jewels, like the V&A and the Royal Albert Hall, owe their names to this influential figure. And the Albert Memorial is perhaps the most grandiose tribute to him. The Albert Memorial is not just another monument. It's a majestic nod to the rich life of Prince Albert. Adorned with various symbols reflecting his love for the arts, the memorial is a sight to behold. So take a moment to admire it and pay tribute to the man who has left such an indelible mark on Kensington we know and love today. No visit to London is complete without partaking in the traditional pastime of afternoon tea, an elegant and cherished British tradition. The city offers countless tea experiences, catering to every palate, including vegan options. However, if you're seeking the ultimate afternoon tea experience, it should ideally be savored in the lap of luxury at a posh hotel. In Kensington, Berkeley is your go-to destination. This five-star hotel is much a feast for the eyes as it is for the palate, boasting sleek interiors that mirror the charm and sophistication of Kensington. The price tag might be steep, but the experience is well worth the splurge. At the Berkeley, afternoon tea is served in the uber-chic prêt-à-porter tea rooms, where a selection of cakes await, each reflecting the hotel's inventive flair. Whether it's cakes sculpted in the likeness of men in suits, or ones replicating iconic pieces of modern art, the unique tea time experience is bound to make a splash on your Instagram feed. Off the beaten track and tucked away in the leafy corner of Hyde Park is one of London's most unusual attractions, the Hyde Park Pet Cemetery. Dating back to 1880, this little-known cemetery is the final resting place for over 300 beloved pets. Hidden behind the gatekeeper's lodge at the boundary of Hyde Park and Kensington Gardens, the cemetery can be tricky to locate. Booking ahead is a must if you wish to explore the cemetery. Alternatively, you can catch a glimpse of the gravestone through the park's railings. This quirky slice of London is a testament to the city's eccentric character and love for its furry companions. Kensington holds an intriguing allure not just for the living, but also as a place of eternal rest.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Visiting Brompton Cemetery, a sprawling graveyard, presents an unusual yet fascinating Kensington activity. The cemetery is the final resting place for more than 200,000 individuals, including several of Britain's most notable figures. Notable interments include Emmeline Pankhurst, the famous women rights activist and suffragette, and the daring mountaineer and adventurer Lizzie LeBlanc. A stroll through Brompton Cemetery offers a chance to discover these historical figures and their stories. A printable map is available on the website to guide you in your exploration. Japanese gardens are celebrated worldwide for their tranquility and aesthetic appeal. Even amidst London's bustling cityscape, you can discover a serene oasis in the form of Kyoto Garden. Located within the sprawling 22-acre of Holland Park, Kyoto Garden invites visitors to unwind and soak up the peaceful ambience. Although weekends can be busy, during quieter times you can leisurely explore the multiple levels of the garden, enjoying the beautiful tiered waterfall, a favorite amongst many visitors. Kyoto Garden holds historical significance as well. Opened in 1991, it's nestled near the ruins of Cope Castle, a grand 17th-century mansion that was one of London's most important until it was destroyed during the Blitz in the 1940s. While the loss of such a historical structure is tragic, the existence of Kyoto Garden adds a layer of beauty to the former estate, serving as a tranquil retreat amidst the urban landscape of Kensington. Kensington is no stranger to many delightful cafes and coffee shops ready to fill your caffeine cravings. Among these is a charming Café Momo, a perfect blend of elegance and quirk, much like Kensington itself. The menu at Café Momo boasts a modern European cuisine that is truly top-notch. Whether you fancy a light meal or a full-fledged feast, this delightful café serves it all, making it an ideal spot at any time of the day. But it isn't just about the food. Café Momo also offers a stellar selection of beverages, from exceptional coffee to an array of cocktails, wines and beers. If you're seeking an all-round win, look no further than this little gem. It's located at 25 Gloucester Road in South Kensington. Independent bookstores are a haven for any literary lover, and Kensington houses a few worth mentioning. The most prominent among these is South Kensington Books. Although the store opened in 2010, a bookstore has occupied the site since the 1940s, a testament to its long-standing bookish tradition. The bookstore carries a comprehensive collection from non-fiction related to art, history and science, inspired by nearby museums, to adult fiction and children books. So, irrespective of your literary taste, South Kensington Books has something for everyone. As the sun sets, Kensington comes alive with a vibrant nightlife scene. The Prohibition-era speakeasy Nocturne is a popular spot. An unassuming wine shop in Old Brompton by day transforms into a vintage-style lounge by night, complete with a piano and antiques. The Instagram favorite 100 Queensgate Hotel not only offers a photogenic backdrop but also houses a stunning cocktail bar. Settle into this Victorian-style bar to relish small plates and delicious cocktails. And if you're in the mood to dance the night away, head over to Chelsea, where a number of clubs and bars await. When it comes to dining in Kensington, the choices are endless. But if you're looking for an out-of-the-ordinary experience, head to Jacuzzi, a new venture by the well-regarded Big Mama Group. Known for their flamboyant Italian restaurants, this group doesn't disappoint with Jacuzzi. The restaurant is as opulent as they come. Think forks, rococo designs, plants galore, and chandeliers illuminating every corner. But the extravagance isn't just limited to the decor. The food is equally impressive, offering an unforgettable culinary experience. delve into the world of art and design at the Victoria and Albert Museum, V&A. The Victoria and Albert Museum, often overlooked in favor of the city's science and natural history offerings, is the world's largest museum of applied design. It covers an impressive 5 hectares and houses over 2.25 million objects, showcasing designs spanning 5,000 years. From jewelry to prints and metalwork, the museum's collection is diverse and vast. The Islamic collection stands out as one of the most significant in the Western world. Offering such an array of wonders, the V&A surely deserves a visit during your time in Kensington. Plus, entry to the V&A is free, with the exception of special exhibitions. 18 Stafford Terrace is another gem tucked away in Kensington. As you walk into the house museum, it feels like stepping into a time machine and landing smack dab in the Victorian era. This former residence gives visitors an authentic peek into what life was like in the upper middle class of that period. The house belonged to a family who were affluent, but not obscenely so, which offers a more relatable glimpse into the past. What makes this museum really special is how incredibly preserved it is. You feel like the family has just stepped out for a moment and could return at any time. It's an unusual yet insightful experience to feel so connected to the past. So if you're looking for a different kind of museum experience, make sure to add 18 Stafford Terrace to your Kensington itinerary. No visit to Kensington is complete without taking in a performance at the Royal Albert Hall. The iconic concert hall with its distinctive red brick and terracotta facade has been hosting performances since 1871. From classical concerts to rock gigs, there's something for every music lover. And even if you're not a huge music fan, the building itself is worth visiting for its sheer architectural grandeur. After you have your fill of museums and galleries, head over to Kensington High Street for some retail therapy. This bustling street is lined with high-end boutiques, well-known chain stores, and a number of delightful cafes where you can refuel. Don't miss the Kensington Roof Gardens, a surprising oasis above the busy streets, with over an acre of themed gardens and even a flock of flamingos. It's a perfect spot to relax and unwind after a day of exploring. Finally, Kensington's diverse food scene is not to be missed. From chic cafes and traditional British pubs to high-end restaurants and international eateries, there's something to suit every palate. Take a stroll around and discover your new favorite dining spot. With so much to see and do, Kensington truly has something for everyone. Whether you're a history buff, a science geek, a design enthusiast, or simply looking for a good time, the charming London Borough is sure to impress. So why wait? Plan your visit to Kensington today. Kensington is also bursting with exceptional places to dine. Catering to a range of tastes and budgets, for exceptional dining experience, make a reservation at Kitchen W8. This Michelin-starred restaurant offers British cuisine with a modern twist. If you're a fan of seafood, visit Wright Brothers Sauce Kensington, where you can indulge in fresh oysters, mussels, and other seafood delights. For those looking for more casual options, head over to Kensington Church Street, where you find a collection of small trendy eateries. Sticky Fingers on Fillmore Gardens is a popular choice for American-style food with a rock and roll vibe. If you're in the mood for traditional British food, the Churchill Arms, as I mentioned before, on Kensington Church Street is not to be missed. This pub, which also serves Thai food, is a visual treat, especially during spring and summer when it's covered in colorful flower displays. Kensington is a year-round destination, but there are some things to consider when planning your visit. The summer months, June to August, are typically the busiest, with longer days and usually better weather. But this also means that the attractions can get quite crowded. Spring, March to May, and autumn, September to November, are great times to visit as the weather is generally mild and the tourist crowd smaller. Christmas in Kensington is a magical time, with festive lights, ice rings, and Christmas markets. But do bear in mind that some attractions may have reduced opening hours or be closed entirely on certain days over the festive period. In regards to safety, Kensington is generally a safe area, but like anywhere, it's important to be mindful of your surroundings, especially at night. It's always a good idea to plan your route before you leave and avoid isolated areas if you're walking alone. With its unique blend of history, culture, green spaces and luxury, Kensington is a must visit for any traveler to London. Plan your trip well to make the most of your time in this fabulous borough. And if you have questions, you know where you can turn to. And now let's dive into your questions. Ludwig from Sweden asks, Sasha, tell me if there are lifts at exits at tube stations in London, please. Many London underground tube stations, especially those located centrally or that are larger or recently renovated, do have lifts elevators. Over 70 stations provide step-free access from the street to the platform. At certain stations, you find full step-free access, which means you can travel from the street to the train without using any stairs. Some stations only offer partial step-free access, where you can get from the street to the platform without steps. However, it's important to be aware that even at stations with step-free access, there may still be a gap or step between the platform and the train. For detailed information about which stations offer step-free access, Transport for London, the TfL, provides a step-free guide. You can download this map directly from the TfL website. I post the link in the show notes for you. If you're planning a journey and want to ensure it only uses stations with step-free access, TfL's online journey planner and app offer this as an option. Lastly, tube station staff members are generally very helpful and can provide assistance with information and, when necessary, physical help. Hannah from Mackinac Island asks, my teens have debit cards in their digital wallets on their phones. Will they work for tap in, tap out, or should I get an Oyster card for each of them? We are only in London for a day. For a short visit like yours using contactless payment methods, like your teens' debit cards in their digital wallets, would likely be the most convenient option. The Transport for London TfL system accepts contactless payments from debit or credit cards as well as mobile devices using payment methods such as Apple Pay or Google Pay. You just need to tap in at the start of your journey and tap out at the end on the yellow card readers, and the system will automatically calculate the fare. However, I strongly advise against carrying physical credit or debit cards if possible, especially while traveling. There's always a risk of these being lost or stolen, which can cause significant inconvenience, especially in a foreign country. By using digital wallets on their phones, your teens will avoid this risk and still be able to make contactless payments. Please note that each person must have their own card or device. It's not possible to use the same card or device for multiple people. It's also worth noting that TfL applies a daily cap on fares, which means you'll never pay more in a day than the price of the day travel card. Make sure the cards your teens have are compatible with the system and have sufficient funds. Most importantly, they should be able to make international transactions if the cards are not from the UK. If for any reason the cards won't work, then as a backup you could consider getting Oyster cards, which you can top up with credit as needed. You can get these from most tube stations, including those at airports and major train stations. Phoebe from Stowe asks, my husband and I are planning a trip to London in 2024. What season is the best for classical music? My husband loves classical chamber music. So is there a season or places in and around London where we can listen to music? London is a vibrant city with a rich musical heritage, and it hosts a number of classical music festivals and concerts throughout the year. So there's really no wrong time to visit if you're interested in classical music. However, there are certain times and venues that might be of particular interest. First up, we have the BBC Proms in the summer. The BBC Proms is one of the world's greatest classical music festivals. It usually takes place from mid-July to mid-September and features a wide variety of music, with a particular emphasis on classical. Concerts take place primarily at the Royal Albert Hall, with chamber music concerts often held at the Cardigan Hall. Up next, we have Wigmore Hall year-round. The Wigmore Hall is one of the world's leading venues for chamber music. It hosts concerts throughout the year, so you should be able to find something no matter when you visit. The hall also puts a diverse program of early music, contemporary music, and jazz in addition to chamber music. Then we have the London Chamber Music Festival, typically in the autumn. If you're planning to visit in autumn, this festival might be of particular interest. It has hosted performances from some of the world's leading chamber ensembles and often includes both well-known works and new compositions. The Saucepan Centre, also year-round, which includes the Royal Festival Hall, the Queen Elizabeth Hall and the Purcell Room, hosts a wide variety of musical performances throughout the year. The Queen Elizabeth Hall and the Purcell Room are particularly known for chamber music. The London Symphony Orchestra, also year-round. While not specifically chamber music, the LSO performs throughout the year at the Barbican Centre. And it's worth checking out if you are a classical music lover. And last but not least, the St. Martin in the Fields, also year-round. This historic church in Trafalgar Square hosts a regular series of lunchtime and evening concerts. Many of them are free. It's a beautiful setting for classical music. Please remember to check the specific dates and times closer to your visit, as schedules can change. If you are particularly interested in chamber music, I recommend looking at the programs for Wigmore Hall and the London Chamber Music Festival, as well as the chamber music concerts at the BBC Proms and Sourcebeck Centre. Sam from Dripping Springs asks, visiting London in early August for the first time. Harry Potter tickets are booked already, but I'm wondering if it's best to book everything else ahead of time. Oyster card? Changing of the guard tour? Bus tickets? Boat tickets? What is necessary to pre-purchase? What can I wait to purchase once we arrive? Thanks for any advice. Visiting London is an exciting experience and planning ahead can help you get the most out of your trip. Here's what you might want to consider pre-booking versus what you could probably handle upon arrival. First, we have the Oyster card. It is not necessary to pre-purchase an Oyster card. They can be bought and topped up at most underground stations, including at the airport when you arrive. However, if you prefer to have everything sorted out ahead of time, you can order an Oyster card online and have it delivered to your home. As we discussed earlier, if you or your family members have a contactless debit or credit card or a device with a mobile wallet, you can use that to pay for transport on the TfL network as well. Then we have the Changing of the Guard tour. If you're planning on taking a guided tour for the Changing of the Guard, it would be advisable to book this in advance. These tours can sell out quickly, especially in the summer months. For the regular city buses, you can just use your Oyster card or contactless payment method. If you're thinking of a hop-on, hop-off bus tour, you might want to book in advance to secure your spot. But it's often possible to buy tickets on the day. Do some research on the different companies and what they offer to see what suits you best. For regular Thames Clippers River buses, you can pay on the day with an Oyster card or contactless payment. If you're considering a sightseeing cruise or a special excursion like a dinner cruise, it's best to book this in advance. It's strongly recommended to pre-book tickets for popular attractions, especially in the summer months. Many places like the Tower of London, the London Eye, and the museums with special exhibits can have long lines for same-day tickets or might even sell out. Pre-booking ensures you won't miss out. If you're planning on seeing a show in the West End, it's a good idea to book these tickets in advance as popular shows can sell out months ahead. And ultimately, the level of pre-booking depends on your comfort with having a fixed itinerary versus wanting some flexibility to decide things on the day. Enjoy your trip to London. Well, folks, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed my virtual stroll through the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea. Remember, whether you're sipping tea in a palace or getting lost in the tube, every London adventure is a good one. And speaking of adventures, I know you all have plenty of London-related curiosities brewing in those brilliant minds of yours. Whether you're pondering about the tastiest fish and chips joint or the history of double-decker buses, I want to hear from you. So don't be shy. You can reach out to me on social media at LondonAsk, email me at hello@londonask.com, or shoot me a text or voice note on WhatsApp at 0044-7700-182299. You can also drop your questions on my website, londonask.com/ask. Come on, don't let the London curiosity go to waste. Before we part ways, I'm thrilled to share that my book, London Ask and Answered, Your Comprehensive Travel Guide to the Big Smoke, is finally here. It's now available in paperback and ebook format wherever books are sold. It's perfect for those who want to deep dive into London's charm or even as a delightful little gift for fellow London lovers. So, as we wrap up, remember, stay curious, stay adventurous, and remember, London's charm is endless, just like the queue for the London Eye. Thanks for joining me today on London Ask and Answered. Until next time, cheerio!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.